Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're going to get started here in just a second. But first, if you're only listening to the free portion of the Bob Seska Show on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I've hacked into this podcast to warn you all not to subscribe to Bob Seska's Patreon page. If you sign up at BobSeskaShow.com, you're going to be supporting the globalists with their chemtrails and weather weapons, tiny airplanes and helicopters moving the tornadoes all around. And we all know Bob is conspiring with Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, Agenda 21, Big Tech, Big Pharma, the Trilateral Commission. I got the documents right here. Here are the documents. I've got proof that Bob's Patreon is turning the friggin' frogs gay. So do not sign up for his Patreon page because I said so.
BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. And now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Emmy.
Hear this?
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, August 12, 2021, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, how you doing? What's up? What's happening? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, day 205 of the Biden-Harris administration, 453 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram at TheBobSeska and on Twitter at BobSeska_go. And here they are. It's the Goth Ninjas. Yeah. It is another Thursday show with David T. Rex Ferguson and Jody Hamilton. Of course, you know Jody from the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com. Also, patreon.com/from the bunker and at sexyliberal.com, your Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, along with all the other Sexy Liberal Podcast Network programs. It's your podcasting superstation, don't you know? Your one-stop shop, right? And there, of course, David T. Rex Ferguson with the T. Rex Report podcast. Also, Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com for his music. You had a lightning event at your house yesterday, did you?
Yes, we did. I had a big thunderstorm, but I wasn't here. I was actually at another job interview up in Commerce, Georgia, which is about 20 minutes away.
Oh, that's fun. So I lightning hit your house and blew out your modem.
Apparently, it blew out a lot of people's modems because when I got a text earlier from my husband, he was standing in line at the Spectrum store and he was 30th.
Okay.
Although he's actually
he was 30. Everyone's waiting in line with a new modem. Like, oh,
with
shit,
a busted
man.
Modem. Yeah.
Everyone's looking at each other.
The network.
You too? Yeah. My modem got zotzed out. Shit. Oh, well, that's a shame. So if you suddenly crap out in the middle of the show, we know exactly what's happening because you've got
your phone died.
Yeah, you've got the phone. Is it at least plugged in, David? Do you have it plugged in to an electric socket?
I don't. I probably should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, maybe the battery's going to run out in the middle of the show. I'm just saying. I'm trying to think ahead here.
It could.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. I'll be right back. God, don't talk okay. About me while I'm gone.
We always do.
Yeah, we totally will. Yeah, that's going to happen starting right now. So, Joey, let's talk about David here at the top of the show.
I know. There was a lightning strike at his house, apparently. Oh, my God. He needed to get a new modem.
It's because he was sitting on the roof with a tinfoil hat on and it struck him in the head.
Here, take this aluminum umbrella. Go outside.
That's right. So we're off to a fine start today. I can tell this is going to be the greatest show we've ever done.
No, wait. I got to tell you guys about this sketch my mom did with Conway.
Oh, yes, please.
In the 11th season of the show. And it was recurring set of sketches. So this guy was married to this woman, and she just talked like this, and she loved him so very, very much, and he hated her. So the opening of the sketch was always him at a construction site, and his friend that was on the site with him would read him this weird way, some bizarre way somebody had died. And one of the setups was this person was killed in a lightning storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes home. She goes, "Hi, honey, bunny." And she's just so syrupy, sweet, and awful. And he goes, and it's, there's lightning and rain coming out, and he hands her an aluminum umbrella to go out in the rain. But every time he would do that, every time he would do something to kill her, he would end up getting murdered, basically.
Okay, so the old switcheroo is like the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't do it on purpose. She would just go, "Oh, everything's fine." And then he'd go, he went outside, and then he gets hit by lightning holding the thing. It's.
There's nothing funnier than a guy getting hit by lightning. We were hypothesizing, David, while you were away, that you were sitting on your roof with a tinfoil hat, and that's how the lightning hit your house.
It's true.
It's
true.
So
it connected down to the roof through my tiny forelimbs. And
so
and my tail.
We have a womp and a womp here. This is some of my favorite news for this week, and I thought we'd start the show today with some fun news. We desperately need fun news.
Fun news.
Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuits against the attorneys Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and, of course, Mike Pillow can move forward. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday dismissing the Trump allies' motions to have the billion-dollar litigation thrown out over procedural issues and claims that they didn't defame Dominion with their discredited allegations that the company was involved in the election fraud and blah, 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 blah. Mike Pillow and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani are about to go through some things. And I don't know if you saw, but Rudy Giuliani is already trying to raise money on Cameo. He's got a Cameo. And, of course, this is the question for the room. Do we put together some money and get ourselves a Rudy Giuliani Cameo? I would, you know what? I would almost pay out of my own pocket to hear Rudy Giuliani talking about T-Rex David Ferguson and talking about from-the-bunker.com and Jody Hamilton. I mean, would he do that? I mean, if we paid him to do a cameo, would he say on the cameo?
Is there like a bonus to get him to fart?
No, I mean, my Francis and Angelo are on Cameo. My friend Amanda's also on Cameo,
right,
and they can turn things down.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. That's what I figured. So we can't get Rudy to say something that's untoward or that he would disagree with, because he would go, "No, I don't want to do it. That's pickleball."
Yeah, he wouldn't take the money.
Yeah.
After about 6 p.m., I bet Rudy's judgment declines.
That's probably true. Get him at 5 p.m.
Yeah, I know. Once
he's
once
been
happy
drinking
hour.
Since 11. You know.
Exactly, at that point.
Can we get him to say,
"It's despicable"?
I bet we could at least get him to say,
"It's despicable."
I would pay for that.
Suddenly,
but I don't want to help him
heard,
out.
What's that?
In other good news, if we're on the happy trail right now,
yeah,
I heard Matt Gaetz got kicked off Marjorie Three Names tour. Did you hear this?
Did
yeah,
really?
they're fighting apparently.
Are they now like the Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks of assholery in this country now? Is that
don't
is that
you
what
even
maybe
you wash out your mouth with soap right now, well, young man? Don't you even bring Stevie Nicks into a conversation with?
Well, you know they're on tour, they're feuding. You know they're of the same level of gray matter in their distorted, fucked up, worm infested skulls. So there, you know, maybe there's something going on there. Although I think Marjorie Three Toes is a little too old for Matt Gaetz, and by too old, she's above the age of 17. So that would negate her as being the Stevie next to his Lindsey Buckingham.
Well, now they're saying that they are going to make an appearance at the Iowa State Fair together, so.
Is she in the prize pony contest? Please tell me that she's doing.
Oh, she's gonna be the pony in the dressage outfit.
I was going to say pony dressage. Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, and once again, we got to thank our friend Buzz Burbank for coining Marjorie Three Toes. That's her nickname. Oh, my God. Yeah, I said on the Stephanie Miller show the other day, you need feet like that if you're driving a car in bedrock. I swear to God.
I just, you know, of all the people to get like involved with the Free Britney thing. I just feel like Matt Gaetz is a special. I mean, he's like Free Britney, and like it's not a T-shirt giveaway. Matt, you know, they're not like handing out Free Britney. That's not what's happening here.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're going to go to the Iowa State Fair, and that was reported less than 24 hours ago, so maybe their fight has, and maybe they've had the made up stuff.
Did you just gag? Is that what you just did?
Yes.
I'm kind of feeling a little water in my mouth too. It's just
yeah.
Well, I'm answering the back and forth texts.
I'm
had a good thing, didn't we? Yeah. I miss you, just a little you. You know.
So sad.
Should we maybe? Do you want to meet me in Iowa? Yeah, baby, at the state fair. I'm gonna deep throat you like a deep fried stick of butter.
Oh my god! See, now I'm officially nauseous. Oh holy shit! I'm seeing stars a little bit. I think I'm gonna pass out. I think I'm legitimately gonna fall over. Yeah, yeah. Holy god! Well, okay. So, meantime, conservative YouTube knockoff Rumble. There's news from the world of Rumble. Have you guys seen the Rumble website?
No, but let me guess. Has it been hacked?
No, you know what? It hasn't been hacked yet, although it may have been hacked at some point, and I just didn't give a shit when that story came down. But Rumble, which is the conservative knockoff of YouTube, it's like, oh, well, YouTube is unfair to conservatives, all the whiny diaper baby shit, so we're going to start our own YouTube. We're going to basically create our own little playpen where we can post videos of conspiracy theories and other nonsense. And that's Rumble. And in order for Rumble to promote itself now, they have hired Glenn Greenwald and Tulsi Gabbard to be influencers on this new conservative YouTube knockoff. Glenn Greenwald.
Of course they are. Of course those two motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like the Sonny and Cher of the useless fuck-ups ward at the psych unit. You know, like...
I'm not even going to go anywhere near Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, as far as comparing these two. But fast-growing YouTube rival, popular with conservative influencers, has a new strategy to expand its online audience, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, they're totally not grifters. To well-known media personalities, it says work to challenge the status quo. The Toronto-based I'm sure Jimmy Dore is lined up next because, you know, the $1.9 million compound that he owns in Southern California, that doesn't pay for itself. Those five bedrooms, that takes a lot of cash, a lot of the green stuff.
There's a lot of maintenance.
And who was that guy that got scissor kicked by Antifa? What's her name? From California, help me out. Oh, my God.
Who got scissor kicked by Antifa?
What?
Antifa, you know, Maxine Waters.
Oh, Maxine.
My caller. Okay. She's my Antifa.
Oh, okay,
but, like,
gotcha.
Who is the guy that got, like, you know, scissor kicked or, like, drop punched by her?
Can we just pretend it was Jimmy Dore?
can we just pretend it was Jimmy Dore?
Yeah, at any time,
it was so much more fun.
It puts a smile on
the other guy.
My face.
He was he's like, she shoved me.
Oh,
remember
that guy.
Taylor something?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to say it was Dore. So it struck deals on Thursday with former U.S. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, the journalist firebrand Glenn Greenwald, and others.
That's
who had committed.
That's one way to describe his ass.
Yeah, you know what? Have they not read the news? Do they not know what it's like to get into a business arrangement with Glenn Greenwald? Ask some of the people at The Intercept what it's like to get into...
Or The New York Times.
Yeah, or The New York Times, or The Guardian. Yeah, yeah. Or Salon, for that matter. Yeah, those business relationships never turn out well for the people around Glenn Greenwald. I'm just saying he's got a bit of a track record. And you know what? He helped to found.
But it's not him. He did. We failed.
We failed. That's right. It was the system.
We failed Glenn.
The status quo failed Glenn Greenwald because
we let him down.
We're too reliant on the two-party paradigm. You know, we're not mixing things up. We're bad, bad Democrats. And that's why Glenn Greenwald always fails. Rumble has emerged over the last year as one of the most prominent video sites for right-wing viewers and provocateurs. Oh, please sign me up. I can't wait to see their cat videos. It's seeking to bolster its image as a new online home for those who claim they've been endorsed or censored by big tech. The site bans racism and hate speech, but has contrasted itself with the Google-owned YouTube by refusing to remove medical misinformation. And that's in quotes. So it's quoted from something, probably the terms of service, saying, hey, you know what? If you want to spread medical misinformation, hey, have at it. So, yeah. So more cash for being an a-hole. You know, I was thinking about this in terms of the freedom of speech, the opposition to vaccine rules and masking rules. And they're saying, well, you know, well, you're stepping on my freedoms. These are the same people. This has just occurred to me this morning. These are the same people who just embraced with both arms and both legs all of the crazy shit that George W. Bush wanted to do after 9/11. I'm talking about eavesdropping on Americans without approval from the FISA court. I'm talking about the torture regime that went on under Dick Cheney. I'm talking about, my God, one guy tried to light his fucking shoe on fire and failed to do it. And now for the last 20 years, we've had to take our goddamn shoes off of the airport. And all the red hats back then were like, yeah, America, love it or leave it, man. We're going after Bin Laden. Suck this, Bin Laden.
Freedom fries.
What makes me insane is the people who are now saying my body, my choice about vaccines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
But they think abortion is murder.
Well, by the way, along
those... Do you wonder if the cognitive dissonance ever makes their ears bleed?
Oh, I know.
Like, do they ever just, like, suddenly, like, just, like, veer off the highway in their SUV with blood streaming out of their nostrils from just the combined stress of, like, hanging on to these completely contradictory ideas?
Well, no wonder they're so nuts right now. No wonder there is... Karen after Karen, or as the male equivalent, I guess, is Kevin. Are they saying Kevin for the male Karen?
Chad's, Kevin's.
Yeah, well, no wonder they're going bananas. In fact, I've noticed on the roads, I've noticed that driving on roads now, you see way more reckless drivers, like really super aggressive drivers on the road. People weaving in and out of traffic at top speed and driving right up to your bumper, tailgating. And it's not just me, because I noticed this as I was driving down to meet my dad for lunch the other day. And I said the same thing to him. I said, have you noticed more aggressive drivers? He's like, oh, my God, yes. I see them all the time. And I said, so it's not just me. It's not, and I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's the psychological effect either of, you know, the combination of the pandemic and the isolation and then emerging from that. And then plus all of the confusing mixed messages they're getting from conservative leadership, or I should say pro-Trump leadership in the Republican Party right now, where these things aren't matching up, right? As you were saying, David, the medical privacy nonsense and the obvious connection to Roe v. Wade. And by the way, last Thursday, just by way of a second correction here, last Thursday I said Fourth Amendment, as noted in Roe v. Wade.
14th.
It's 14th. But shocking, someone would confuse those two things. But anyway, so that's I think, leading to a lot of people doing a lot of crazy shit out there. Lots of people losing their spadoinkle left and right. Okay, so meanwhile, speaking of YouTube, Rand Paul has been suspended from YouTube. Yay. Yeah. Thank fucking God.
And it wasn't strictly hair offenses either. What is That's wrong right. with his head?
It's a toupee.
I don't understand it.
It's a toupee.
I mean, is it part of his shtick? Because surely someone has been like, dude, your hair looks like a goat's ass.
No, he has no friends.
It's just horrific.
Certainly doesn't have any gay friends.
Yeah.
The money that senators make that he can't get his fucking pants hemmed. Because I saw some group picture of him, and he's got, like, you know, 4-inch. It's just this.
Yeah, they make $174,000 a year. They make a decent living. No, but I love that Stephanie refers to it as his merkin.
Yeah, exactly. His merkin. Yeah. I came up with a dozen different names for his toupee in a bit that I did with him and Donald Trump. And as them selling toupees to people at their own toupee store. I just thought it'd be funny that Rand Paul has his own toupee store, and it's all the same toupee, right? But it's like, you know, your mom...
And the name of the store is Hell Toupee.
That's right. Oh, man.
With all due respect, Senator, you're wrong, and you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Do I have it here? Yeah, I have it here. I'm going to play a little bit of this here.
I'm presidential candidate and eye doctor, Senator Rand Paul, and I'm the host of Celebrity...
Okay, okay, before I play this, this is my early, early, early Donald Trump impression, like in 2015 or 2014 or something like that. So please forgive my shitty, shitty Trump voice here.
Senator Rand Paul, and I'm the host of Celebrity Apprentice and possible presidential candidate Donald Trump. You know, we're not just passengers aboard the GOP's 2016 clown car. We also want to fix your hair with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system. Order today and get the world's finest hair pieces. Our hair replacement systems come in a variety of styles to choose from. The Trump collection includes the fiery forehead merkin, the double bleached anus, and the seven-layer comb-over. It goes forwards, it goes backwards, left to right, right to left. That's razzle-dazzle, baby. And if that's not your bag, how about these styles from the Rand Paul collection? The eraser hand, the Harpo Marx, the cockeyed roadkill, or John Galt's pubes, because you have the liberty to wear pubic hair on your head. What about these popular Trump styles? The high and swirly, the swooping helmet, the golden spaghetti, the banana boat, and the upside-down jellyfish. Don't get stung by high prices. For a limited time only, you can also get the following Rand Paul styles for as much as 10% off. The Libertarian Squiggle Patch, the Loopy Bedhead, the Dude Fro, the Inescapable Curls of Humanity, and the Hairnet Full of Monkeys. In fact, I'm wearing the Hairnet Full of Monkeys right now. Everyone's saying our prices are insane. Meatloaf, do you think our prices are insane?
Absolutely.
You know what else is insane? These fantastic Trump styles. The slip and slide, the sopping wet cat, and the backwards Conan. It's Conan O'Brien's exact hairstyle, but worn backwards and inside out for that signature Trump look. And don't forget the signature Rand Paul look. The misshapen Garfunkel, the awkward show poodle, the 70s porno perm, the corkscrew junkyard, the flip-flop mop top, the tangled extension cords, and try your hand at the mystery grab bag. Reach into my sack and the first hairpiece you grab is free. But look out, I dropped a family of possum in there too, and you won't immediately be able to tell the difference. Only with the Trump and Rand hair replacement system, where you'll get nothing but the best, worst hairpieces in all of America.
The Trump and Rand hair replacement system. Order now by calling 1-800-BAD-PEACE and leave off the last E for ew, that's a crappy toupee. Order now.
All right. My crappy Trump impression, but at least I worked in there. Inescapable Curls of Humanity, which is my favorite one that's... of the batch. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Rand Paul.
You know, you really did the Rand Paul, like, I mean, I've always thought he always sounded kind of stoned.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, he does, like, yeah. I know.
Do you know who my father is?
Right, I know. And he's kind of, you know, he's got Southern California in there too, you know, but I don't know that he's from Kentucky, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is the deal with his accent? I don't know what's going on. He sounds like he's like headed to the beach with Jeff Spicoli or something like that. Mm-hmm. Dude, let's go down and ride some tasty waves, you know?
I think it's important also to bear in mind that until he was a politician, his name was Randy Paul.
Oh, yeah, right, right, right. He described YouTube as becoming an arm of the government. Which is why now all of the Republicans...
Senator.
Yeah.
Tis, I mean, you're a government employee.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
this is what we were talking about a second ago, the contradictions. And suddenly I'm talking like Rand Paul. This is what we were talking about a second ago. We were talking about contradictions. And
PJ,
this is,
pick up the check.
This is another one of those...
Your turn, man.
This is another one of those contradictions where... They're like, okay, well, you know, YouTube is mean to us, so we're going to, you know, big government. We're going to pass all kinds of big government regulations on these private businesses, right? This is the contradiction. Suddenly, the small government party is the big government party who wants to censor and, in fact, nationalize all of social media. That's what Kurt Schlichter, you know, Kurt Schlichter, who's the biggest fucking a-hole on all of Twitter... Kurt Schlichter
that
was talking
really
about.
Sounds like something, a sexual position I would look up on the Urban Slang Dictionary and hate humanity for the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, Kurt Schlichter
she
wants.
She gave him a Kurt Schlichter. No way, man. That's filthy. Oh, that's, my
what
God.
Is that? Like a rusty trombone? Is that the other one that's sort of in that universe of things that you would find as like a Pornhub vertical?
Right.
A Kurt Schlichter. Oh, yeah. My God. Kurt Schlichter.
He just snorted like a little
Schlichter, I don't even know her.
Schlichter, you brought her.
Kurt Schlichter is the least popular Pornhub vertical. I'm just saying. Oh, I didn't do the research necessarily, but yeah, there it is. So yeah, Kurt Schlichter was talking about nationalizing big tech, basically saying, okay, government, you're going to take over big tech. Because YouTube, according to Rand Paul, is an arm of the government. Okay, so try to square that in your head, because we know that it's contradictory. But just for a second, put yourself in the shoes of a typical Red Hat hearing these two separate messages. YouTube is bad because it's an arm of the government. So what we're going to do is we're going to literally make YouTube an arm of the government by nationalizing it. This is what they're hearing. No wonder they're going bananas. No wonder they're just lashing out and freaking out. I mean, there was a town hall the other day where Dan Crenshaw was too normal for these people. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know what? This election business is nonsense. The election, Joe Biden is president. Donald Trump did not win the election. All of these investigations are nonsense. Stop paying attention to them. And like, boom. Boo Dan Crenshaw, who we normally like. And so this is the kind of atmosphere we're dealing with. This is the kind of mania that we're dealing with.
Halfway through August of 2021, November 2020 was a long-ass time ago, kids. Mm-hmm. Like, let it go.
But yeah, yeah.
Apparently this Friday is the day that, you know, the former guy is supposed
to tomorrow.
Get
big day.
Sworn in. So,
Yep, yeah, tomorrow was the earliest day. August 13th was the earliest day mentioned by Mike Pillow as the reinstatement. And to be perfectly honest about all of this, you know, law enforcement, the FBI, they're concerned. Let's see what else is happening here. You know what? Joe Biden can fire Louis DeJoy, but he also cannot fire Louis DeJoy. That is, yeah, talk about
this is a Zen riddle. Yeah. This is like the sound of one hand clapping or something.
Yeah. Well, there's a way that he can circuitously get Louis DeJoy fired. On Tuesday's show,
he can fire all the board members, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get to that in just one second. But, I mean, on Tuesday, we talked about how he's got this new slowdown that he proposed back in March that we just now heard of this past week or so, that in October, they're going to start slowing first-class mail deliveries by...
Yes, they are.
2 days approximately. So the
especially from the West Coast, more than the middle part of the country. Oh, very yeah. Interesting. Depending on your zip code is on how slow things are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So already it's slow. Well, Louis DeJoy is going to slow it by another 2 days at least. And this is just in time for the November local elections. A couple of state elections nationwide here and there, but mostly we're talking about local elections. And right in the midst of what's inevitably going to be an upswing in COVID infections. So just in time for the coinciding of these two things, an upswing in COVID, which we're already seeing now, plus an election in November, Louis DeJoy said, I'm going to slow down the fucking mail once again. And these goddamn a-holes, they ain't going to be able to do nothing about it. I'm just going to fucking do it. You know, forget about it. Whoa. Yeah. Gabagoo. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. And so on top of that, he just signed a contract with Louis DeJoy's former company, XPO Logistics.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. XPO, it's a $120 million contract where they're going to take over a couple of sorting facilities, one in your state, Georgia, David, and then one here in Washington, D.C. And the thing is here, Louis DeJoy, I did some research. Louis DeJoy did, in fact, divest from his holdings in XPO Logistics. However, he still receives money from XPO Logistics, the winner of this USPS contract for $120 million. Louis DeJoy still gets paid $2.1 million, I want to say a month, because XPO is renting a couple of facilities in North Carolina from Louis DeJoy and Louis DeJoy's business. So he is still receiving money from this company. And so there is grounds. I think there's grounds for Louis DeJoy, obviously, to be fired. He has decimated the Postal Service. It's been going on for more than a year now. We started talking about mail-in voting back in, I don't know, March, April 2020. And now the concern is, well, now we've appointed these, Joe Biden has appointed, I think it's three, if not four, new members to the Board of Governors, the United States Postal Service. They have been confirmed. Mm-hmm. I think it's a couple of Democrats and an independent have been appointed, but there are still Trump appointees on there, even though the Democrats now have a majority on the board, right? It's a 5-4 majority on the USPS board, controlled by Democrats and this one independent. Okay, so that means that, oh, well, it should be easy then for the Democrats to vote to fire Louis DeJoy. Well, there's one guy who's the chairman of the Board of Governors named Ron Blum, and he's a Democrat. He happened to have been appointed by Trump. He's still there, and he loves Louis DeJoy. Big Louis DeJoy fan. So that's why you don't have five Democrats saying, okay, you're out, Louis. You're out, DeJoy. Go suck eggs. It's not happening. But here's how Joe Biden can handle this. Joe Biden can fire any board member for cause. And I think a pretty good cause is approving Louis DeJoy. I think that was a huge mistake. He has obvious conflicts of interest. He nearly imploded the United States Postal Service. That's more than enough reason to fire the members responsible for approving DeJoy. So that could be the cause. And you know what? Because of Donald Trump, Joe Biden doesn't even need cause to fire board members. Donald Trump fired someone from the Consumer Protection Board, right? Mm-hmm. And without cause. And it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, president doesn't need cause. So there is court precedent for firing people from these agencies without cause. The Supreme Court has backed that up. So Joe Biden, if he wants to fire the entire goddamn USPS Board of Governors, he can. And he doesn't need cause. I mean, it would probably help politically to have cause, but technically he doesn't need it anymore because of stupid fucking Donald Trump. So that's how Louis DeJoy can go. Joe Biden appoints replacements. They're approved by the Senate. And then those replacements say, okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Louis DeJoy, you goddamn a-hole. He clearly doesn't have any interest in saving the United States Postal Service. In fact, he's deliberately tanking it because he wants it to be completely privatized. He wants his, you know, former company, XPO Logistics, to take over part of it. Probably these other private delivery companies to do the same and screw the United States Postal Service. They're horning in on our business. And just because he's divested now doesn't mean he's always going to be divested. He's going to come back.
It's still his like old board of directors. I mean, the guys, you know, they're a bunch of white guys. They're in a club.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he's like, I'm gonna, you know, get some of this sweet federal money coming back to you guys while I'm there.
Yep.
This was the corollary of every single cabinet member. Mm-hmm. Like Donald Trump appointed, and they immediately jumped in and started like digging money out and sticking it in their own pockets and handing it to their friends.
That's right. The biggest scam that I think Donald Trump pulled was saying that other people are the swamp. He is the swamp. Unequivocally, by any measure that you can come up with, Donald Trump is absolutely the swamp. The people who surround him
are
part of
the
swamp.
Diapers is the fucking swamp.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just ask Mike Pillow and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and all of these other goddamn grifters where the swamp is. Yeah, they know where the swamp is because they're soaking in it. Okay, so who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear? Loungewear used to be code for hideously ugly sweatpants. Even your pets were judging you when you wear those things. That's a thing of the past with Cozy Earth, the people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made of, what's this, bamboo? Well, they've done it again. They've taken loungewear to another level with their comfy, super soft selections and gorgeous styles and colors. From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo, amazingly, for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation. You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth. See why Oprah described Cozy Earth's pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine. Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com now, enter the promo code Stephanie35, and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35. CozyEarth.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Super music.
Pow, pow, power.
To escape, 'cause I can barely breathe. I'm waiting for the feeling to fade,
this guy not on a major label? He really should be. This is a Feed Your Wolves, Andy Davidson. It's a solo project. There's a song called Hurricane, obviously, here. Feedyourwolves.com. I got to say this again. This is one guy. This isn't a whole band. This is just one guy's project in Northeast England. And Andy Davidson, Feed Your Wolves. Remember those names, okay? Yep. We're counting it's down really the songs.
Amazing. I mean, it's so, like, radio ready, you know, and it's, like, perfect.
Oh,
it's got, like, a great hook. The production is multi-layered, and, like, it sounds like a full band.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always amazing to me when it's, like, one... You know, like, I mean, I just finished listening to that podcast, Who Was Prince, about how he would record, and he would, like, just, you know, start playing the drums, and he would drag the drum part, and then he would just lay the bass over it, and he would lay the keyboards on it, and then it would just, it was like, and, you know, and he would go for, like, 20 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Until, like, you know, engineers are, like, passing out, falling asleep. You know, and he's just like, let me get one more take.
Stimulants are good. Stimulants are good. Yummy, yummy, yummy
he
stimulants.
He never drank coffee. He never did drugs until at the very end when he got hooked on painkillers.
Oh, wow.
Like, but he was, and it was a huge shock to people when it happened because he had never been a partier. He never drank, never smoked, never, you know.
No, that's
and would fire people in the band for doing drugs.
I had no idea. Okay, so I want to play an Alex Jones clip here. And brace yourself, this is not a typical Alex Jones clip. This is a clip of Alex Jones talking about me. And the reason I'm playing this is I've been running this week a promotion for the Patreon page, of course. And that's right at the top of this show. You probably heard it already at the very, very beginning of the show, in which I'm talking about the Patreon page. And then Alex Jones, it's really just me doing an Alex Jones voice, interrupts the thing and says he's hacked into the show. And he says, don't sign up for Bob's Patreon page, et cetera, because he's a globalist and whatnot. So I also have a jingle where I have a clip of Alex Jones in the middle of the jingle saying, Bob Seska, you really are sick. Says that in the little jingle at the top of the show. And so a lot of people have been asking me about that clip. And I think they're thinking that it's me saying, Bob Seska, you really are sick. They think it's me. And it's not me. It's the real Alex Jones. On Alex Jones's show back in 2015, he talked about me on his show because of something I wrote about him in Salon. And this was right around the time when those videos came out accusing Planned Parenthood of selling fetus parts on the black market. Remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, that was all debunked. That's not really happening. What Planned Parenthood did and what it still may do, I'm not sure where that policy is right now, but what they do is when there are fetus parts from an abortion procedure, what they do is they donate those parts to laboratories who study embryonic stem cells. And the only money that changes hands is the labs give Planned Parenthood money to compensate for the shipping and handling.
Shipping, yep, that's
yeah. And it's, I imagine it's pretty expensive to ship, you know, fetus parts. So that's the money that changes hands. It's not like Planned Parenthood's going around saying, okay, it's going to cost you this amount of money to buy these parts. That's not what's going on and never
got
went
baby
on.
Baby pots, you want them? You want the baby pots? We got unborn. We got like 3 months. We got, what do you want, arms, legs?
That's
you know?
Right. Or there's an auctioneer just going, okay, we got $1,000 right here. $1,000, $1,000. Right. Do I hear $1,200? $1,200 for these fetus parts. I got some feet and I got some legs. You want some legs? You got the legs? No, that's not totally not happening.
Some tiny, tiny teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Ew, David. So,
oh, Jesus.
David Louise Ferguson.
Ew, David.
That's kind of where I am. Like, so, I mean, it's rush week, right? I've been driving around delivering bread, and there's like...
You're rushing a sorority or a fraternity? It's rush week? What?
No, I have to drive the main thoroughfare, like from where I... The hub where the bakery is, like so half the places I deliver is Fraternity Row. And so there are literally a couple thousand women standing around maskless.
Okay.
In giant crowds in front of the sorority houses. I don't know what the hell they're doing out there all day. They just need to be like walking around and waving and walking and waving. I'm like, are you guys practicing to be royalty? Like,
oh yeah, they do. They do. I mean, I remember just as a side note, when I was in college, I didn't rush a sorority because, ew. And
yeah.
I was a sophomore, and I was sitting with my friend who took meal cards at one of the cafeterias one evening. And I literally am a sophomore, halfway through the sophomore year. And these girls come up from the snobbiest sorority on campus.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lovely time with my friend. And this one girl goes, "Oh my God, you're Jodie Hamilton." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "We would really like it if you would rush my sorority." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I'm a GDI." And she goes, "Oh," and walked away. Because a GDI is a goddamn independent.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, I said, first off, I'm a GDI. And secondly, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah. But see, there's like this wall of them coming into town right now. Like my town a couple months was like really quiet. And like our COVID transmission and diagnosis percentages and rates went way down. And then here they came.
Yeah. Here they come.
So it's you're not being infected by the Delta variant. You're being infected by the Delta variant.
Yeah, Tri-Delt. Yep. Everybody else has.
Yeah.
Tri-Delt actually turned my mother down at UCLA, so they
bastards.
Can go F themselves.
I don't understand the point of fraternities and sororities. I understand
it's connections. It's money and connections.
I guess
money
yeah,
and connections,
it.
And it's like there's a weird culty thing around college football in the Southeastern Conference. It's just like it's like Trumpism. People become these baying monsters. and it's just, it's bizarre. But I mean, like this morning, like, you know, when I get in there, I'm, you know, coming in at sunrise and I start packing bread into bags and like putting bags in the van. But if it starts to get crazy, like lots of customers coming through, I run and help out at the counter and make espressos and things like that. And these two, bless their hearts, you know, maskless.
Bless their hearts.
Very blonde, you know, in matching UGA, like, girly jerseys, you know, and one of them is like, "Oh, my God, who buys all this bread?" And I answered politely, of course. I said, you know, lots of people all day, all kinds of people.
Speaking of carbs, let's talk about Alex Jones.
Alex, right, sorry.
Sorry.
Alex, I thought Jones. You were going to be like, speaking of carbs, let's hit the bong.
Yeah, no, not yet. Not for a few more hours yet. But Alex Jones talked about me on his show back in 2015 during the whole nonsense about Planned Parenthood allegedly selling fetus parts, which it absolutely does not do.
Oh, right. This was all about you.
Yeah, there were like two dozen state-level investigations into Planned Parenthood after these allegations came down. And most of those were red states, of course. So they did these investigations, and they found nothing to prove that anything illegal was going on at Planned Parenthood, including fetus parts being sold on the black market, which is just insane. So here's
what did they find, Bob?
What? Nothing. What they found
nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Greg Abbott,
basically
investigating and looking at criminal indictments of Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts.
No.
We've got other governors doing it. Of course, leading this is Rand Paul.
They found nothing.
Nothing.
The original call for it. So there's leadership. There's statesmanship right there. Rand Paul spearheaded the effort starting last week to defund Planned Parenthood. It's coming up next week in Congress. Now, the GOP is now moving thanks to the leadership of Rand Paul, Greg Abbott, our listeners, and others. Drudge Report covering.
Yeah, the leadership of Alex Jones's listeners. Those are leaders I do not want to follow because it's like walking around in a circle masturbating relentlessly. That's what Alex Jones's followers are doing.
Lead themselves not to throw the package in the garbage before they have to pull it out to make the microwave do with the right, you know, like.
Right.
To defund Planned Parenthood. How does the establishment respond? MSNBC, Salon.
That's me.
Media Matters. They are now saying the Planned Parenthood video is a hoax.
It is a hoax.
It was.
It's a total hoax.
Yeah, it was all a complete total hoax.
Right, and it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
They go on to admit it's real, but say our interpretation's a hoax. And
yes, because there is an actual, someone used a video camera to shoot video. So there is a real video. The content of the video is fucking fake.
Garbage.
All right, so he's throwing to a commercial, and there's I, of course, cut out the commercial, but he's going to get into talking about me here in a second.
Then get this. They say Margaret Sanger was not racist.
She was not racist. She was absolutely not racist. I have proof.
And I guess Hitler loved Jews too, right? That's
so funny. Funnyman Alex Jones. Funny.
He'll be here all week, but it's going to feel so much longer than that.
Don't forget to tip your bartenders.
That's right.
Kansas and Missouri called for investigation of Planned Parenthood among questions about aborted fetuses being sold.
Yeah, and Kansas and Missouri found nothing. Nothing.
And then how does White House talking point repeater station Salon put it?
Salon is a White House talking point repeater station.
Wow.
So this is where he's getting into my piece here.
Conspiracy theorists have hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones's lead?
Yeah, that's my headline. Thank you very much.
And they go on to say it's a hoax. There is no Planned Parenthood, and that Margaret Sanger.
I never said there is no Planned Parenthood. I absolutely believe that Planned Parenthood exists. Yes, Planned Parenthood is real. I never said
it's a thing.
Yes, it is. Planned Parenthood really exists. He's lying about what I said here.
You liked it before.
Yeah.
Black people. I mean, this Bob Seska.
Boy, he really had a pause to get my name right, didn't he?
This Bob Seska.
He really wanted to say Fresca. He was like...
Or maybe it was this. This guy, Bob Seska. It was just he had to get a fart out.
Just imagine he's like a creature from Weird Science.
Yeah.
A dark satire comedy writer.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back. He's going to call me a dark satire comedy writer.
That's quite like a compliment, Bob.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I love this.
Do you have a trench coat with like a big collar you can turn up?
I need a business card with this on there.
I mean, this Bob Seska is like a dark satire comedy writer.
I'm a dark satire comedy writer.
Put that on your cards, man.
Yeah.
Put that at the top. It's the banner under your name on the website. Put it as a quote from him. Alex Jones, this is your review from him.
I forget who sent me the link to him talking about me, but whoever you were, thank you.
It's a dark satire comedy writer, this guy, and this is supposed to be an insult. He's totally not going to use this for his own benefit. I bet Bob Seska, Bob Seska.
Anyway.
I mean, next he's going to say the moon is made out of cheese. I mean, Margaret Sanger.
I do believe that the moon is made out of cheese, so he's correct there, and it's the best cheese. Have you ever tried the cheese from the moon?
No, I never have.
It is the greatest cheese of all the cheeses, of all the planetary cheeses. The cheese from the moon is the very delicious cheese.
I just always thought the reason we never went back is because we found out it wasn't actually made of cheese. And we were like, well, fuck it.
Fuck it, it's like, not cheese. We're not going back.
Why?
Why?
It's nothing to eat.
Awards from Hitler. Her letters in her own hand are public at major universities saying, we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate the weeds.
Okay, all right. I'm going to stop here because this is an important debunking that needs to take place on this one here. There's this thing that goes around, this quote that says, apparently quoting Margaret Sanger, and it says, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. This is a letter that Sanger wrote in 1939, in which she allegedly said, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Of course, it's taken completely out of context. And I know that's an old standby to say, oh, yes, you've taken that out of context. But this is a legitimate thing.
No, but she was saying, like, we don't want people saying we're trying to kill black babies.
Yes,
because
right?
Because we're not.
She says here in this letter, Margaret Sanger, the minister's work is also important and he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. So there was a thing going around in which, I guess, some groups of black people were saying, okay, Planned Parenthood wants to exterminate us. And what Planned Parenthood was doing is saying, well, we need to hire some black ministers to counter that misinformation. because we're not trying to kill the black population. We're not trying to exterminate anybody here. We just want reproductive rights. That's all. That's it.
They did the same thing with Obama quotes all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I can't remember one specifically off the top of my head, but he would say something, 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 but yeah. It's not true.
Right,
and then they
right.
would just chop that part off. And
yeah.
Fox News would have a lovely time rolling in it like a dog that's found something dead in the grass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Factcheck.org, all the major fact-checking organizations looked into this quote and completely debunked it. There's no racist history with Margaret Sanger and trying to exterminate black people.
Black leaders and call ourselves liberal. And then you sit there saying she's a wonderful femme. I mean, you people are sick. You really are sick. Planned Parenthood admits those videos are real.
And no, they don't. They do not. They admit that there is really a video. Like I said before, there exists video. The content of the video was
deceptively edited.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other half of the... It's just like they just chop it at the comma. That's mm-hmm. as far as they can think is the first comma, and then everything
exactly.
shuts down.
Oh, yeah. Comma, huge roadblock for people with reading comprehension problems like the red hat.
Claims it doesn't represent them, and you don't care. You prey on your cult... readers.
I do.
Who would drink cyanide Kool-Aid if they were ordered to.
Yes. I swear to God, drink some cyanide Kool-Aid, please, is what I evidently say to my followers.
And tell them.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is where he makes that funny noise. He makes a weird, like, belching sound here.
Who would drink cyanide Kool-Aid if they were ordered to. And tell them that we're liars.
What the fuck was that? Tell him.
It's a little misfire. It's like feedback on a guitar, you know?
Like, tell him that they're liars. What the hell is wrong with him?
And tell him that we're liars.
That's
you people are
sound.
Sick.
Yeah, hang on.
You're sick. This is the publication calling for me to be arrested or shut off the air.
Yes, that's
they're totalitarians.
All right, that's the Alex Jones tape. Yeah. By the way, I had to isolate that noise. What is that? That is the weirdest fucking thing. Right in the middle of talking on his radio show, on his nationally syndicated
Bob,
radio
that's
show.
That's his thinking sound.
That's his thinking sound.
All right, hang on a second. Bob Seska.
See?
Yeah.
He's got to stop for a second and let them wheels in his head turn. The little hamster's got to go a little faster.
It's not a belch.
It's the alien symbiont in his windpipe gasping for air.
It's his chimera.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a parasitic twin in his throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's
his
chimera.
Your brother!
What's that movie? Basket Case? No.
I don't know. Okay, so if you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under eye bags would just go away. You're totally not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, quote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared, and they haven't come back. I love this product, unquote. With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for the summer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Link in the description at bobseska.com. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
This is J-Roe and the Master of One. Jason Roach has been flipping between saying Masker of One and Master of One. as the name of this project, but the song is called Million Miles Away. Link in the description, jasonroach1.bandcamp.com to support this guy. Yeah, just incredible. I love the song. The rhythm of it makes me think of the lines, like the dotted lines on the highway. So you're driving down the road, yeah. Summertime, windows down, and this song is cranking, and it matches the whole feel of that. That's a summer song, right? Right? Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Anyway, had some fun with Alex Jones. Yeah, goddamn, that's so gross. That is so disgusting. It makes me a little bit nauseous. It's like Jody, you were gagging earlier in the show. Well, at least it didn't sound like this.
It doesn't sound like that.
See, but you can't stop. This is the thing about you, Bob. It's like you and then you end up like annoying yourself. It's like,
oh, I never annoy myself.
I had this friend that his dog would fart and then bark at it. Like, that's what it reminds me of. You're like, I hate this. Smell it. You know?
I hate Alex Jones.
So listen to this bizarre reptilian noise he's making as his brain cells reset.
See, that's the thing with me. If someone asks me not to do something, I have to do it like a gazillion times.
Oh, absolutely. Then fuck them.
And then I get upset when people are like, I'm not going to listen to your show anymore. And I'm like, okay.
I don't know. People ask me not to do something first. I'm like, why?
All right.
Like, I want to know the reason. Like, if you're keeping something good from me, I may have to do it. But if it means, like, you know, don't do this because you'll get electrocuted. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll take that. But it's just like, Bob, I'm canceling my Patreon if you keep playing this sound. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I really am.
I.
Oh my God.
It's just so wrong.
It's just the rest of the show is that. I'm happy.
I know. Okay. One last bit of good news here before we wrap up for the day and move on to the postmortem show on our Patreon page. Congress, this is some great news. We're starting and ending with fantastic fucking news here on the show today. Congress can, in fact, get some of Trump's tax returns from Mazars, a judge has ruled. So wonderful, more wonderful, wonderful news. So while Donald Trump is trying to block Congress from getting his tax returns on this one front, Richie Neal can just go, hey, you know what? Mazars has his tax returns, too. So we're just going to go that direction with it.
Yeah.
The U.S. House should be able to access some of Donald Trump's tax returns through a subpoena to his accounting firm, Mazars USA. A federal judge in D.C. ruled on Wednesday. The ruling is a resounding loss for Donald Trump. I love that. Just got to play that. Yes, and maybe a little bit of this, too. Sorry.
I just imagine him just going crazier and crazier as Mar-a-Lago gets emptier and emptier and more people decline the invitation.
That's right.
You know, to come and kiss the ring, and they get weirder looking and stranger until it's nothing but like 1,000 Matt Gaetzes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The huge foreheads and crooked eyes. Like,
well, look, you know, Donald Trump has been playing every arrow in his quiver, and goddamn, I never want to see Donald Trump's quiver. But suffice to say... He's really trying hard to block this. You know why? Because there's nothing to see here. I got nothing. I'm doing it. Of course, I'm totally on the level. I'm just wondering where the Internal Revenue Service is on all of this. Is the Internal Revenue Service picking up on some of these things, picking up on the tips from Michael Cohen and Letitia James and Cy Vance and all of this information that's coming
Letitia
out?
Oh, Letitia James, she saw that shit 6 months ago.
Oh, I know that she does. I know that she. I know what she's doing, and I know what Cy Vance is doing, and Richie Neal is doing, but does the IRS, is the IRS on top of this shit too?
Didn't Donald say he was under... audit the past 150 years?
Yes, that's right. And there is a thing with, I think, presidents automatically getting audited every year.
Yes, they do get audited while in office.
Yeah, but there's nothing to keep you from attaining, through subpoena, those tax returns. There's no law that says, oh, well, this is under audit. You can't have it. I don't think there's anything along those lines. I mean, both of my parents used to work for the Internal Revenue Service. I know a thing or two about the IRS, and this isn't a thing. Saying, oh, no, audit means block. You can't have it. No. This is Donald Trump trying desperately to protect the fact that his entire fortune, all of his wealth, is nothing but debt and corruption. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's a facade.
He's apparently a billionaire who claims he's got $9 billion in assets or something like that. He's using scotch tape to tape his stupid ties together. You know, this is not a wealthy man. This is a very sad, corrupt man. And justice is circulating very rapidly around him. Oh, one more thing. Texas voting restrictions, more Texas voting restrictions have passed the Texas Senate after a 15-hour fucking filibuster that took place overnight. So this new, this new Texas bill would prohibit drive-through voting and 24-hour voting in Texas. The fun goes on. More and more fun. And more and more restrictions. You know, going back to the Louis DeJoy thing real quick, it's on top of the thing that's happening in October. That's on top of all the other shit. It's like every time we turn around, there's a new thing to block people from being able to vote. And they're calling the Democrats fascists, right? That's the I know
well,
you are,
you know,
but what am I?
An accusation from a narcissist is always a confession.
That is absolutely true. Yep, yep.
When Brian Kemp says Democrats are weaponizing the Justice Department, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the antics continue. Yes, we are going to talk about some COVID on the post-mortem show. We're also going to talk about BJ Pack. We're going to talk about, we mentioned Dan Crenshaw already. That was already top of the show. Plus, a couple of other things here. Oh, Philip Morris in the news. Philip Morris is one of, you know what, you want to talk about an evil empire? Philip Morris is an evil empire. We're going to explain exactly why coming up here on the post-mortem show. Plus, oh my God, Joe Biden called someone named Gretchen Jennifer.
Oh no.
Yeah, he referred to Gretchen Whitmer as Jennifer during some remarks yesterday. And it's like red alert. Clearly, Don Jr.
Yeah, he's slipping.
Was he wearing a tan suit at the time?
Or eating Golden's mustard?
Probably.
Right.
Probably. And gherkins. He had
some
gherkins.
Arugula on the side. I mean, this is really, you know, that's scandalous.
Yeah.
He should be impeached for that.
So I got an explanation for that, too, because it's like, duh, good Lord. I mean, okay, well, we're going to explain all of this on the post-mortem show on our Patreon page, patreon.com/BobZeskaShow. You sign up for $5 a month. That's just $5 a month. It's a little over a dollar per week. You get two post-mortem shows, one on Tuesday at the end of the show and one on Thursday at the end of the show. It's like bonus content that's just for you. People who are listening on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify or any of the other platforms, they don't get to hear this. The only people who get to hear this is the people who sign up on our Patreon page. Plus, you know what you also get? You get access to the Patreon app, which means you get alerts, notifications on your phone every time there's a brand new episode of the show, whether it's the free show, post-mortem show, the ultimate edition of the show, the after party, indie music countdown, everything. You get it right there on your phone. Okay, take care, folks. Bye-bye.